USA Radio News.
The top two concerns for voters are the future of the country and inflation. That's according to a Fox News poll. In addition, Americans appear ready to oust the incumbent party in this fall's elections. 39% favor the Democratic candidate in their House district, while 46% back the Republican. In Tuesday's election, former Dayton, Ohio Mayor Nan Whaley has won the Democratic nomination for Ohio governor and will face incumbent Republican Mike DeWine this fall. Whaley is the first woman in the state's history to receive a major party's backing for the top office. She bested ex-Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley on Tuesday. Whaley figures to be an underdog in November against DeWine. And Amazon said it plans to shutter 6 Whole Foods stores. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. For years now, we've helped thousands of families live the dream of home ownership. And it's always great to hear from them.
How willing they were to work with me where everybody else just wanted to slam the door in my face. Second thing was just how quick and easy it was to go to Fellowship because they really put it together quick for me.
At Fellowship Home Loans, we don't have clients. We have friends and family.
I recommend many people. I have my cousin. I have a friend of work. It's a lot of people who really need someone like Fellowship Home Loans.
We are here to help. No pressure guaranteed. 800-535-2779. 800-535-2779.
I appreciate how quick and easy it was to work with Fellowship Home Loans. What a pleasant experience it was. They really put it together quick for me.
Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
The U.S. southern border numbers are in for the month of April.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is asking President Joe Biden to declare a disaster. This as firefighters scramble to clear brush, build fire lines, and spray water to keep the largest blaze burning in the U.S. from destroying more homes. About 6,000 homes have been evacuated. Around 170 homes have been destroyed. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts confirmed the authenticity of a leaked draft opinion from the court to Politico. That draft hints the court would overturn decades-old abortion rights enshrined by Roe v. Wade. Politicians on both sides of the aisle weighed in Tuesday. Indiana Senator Mike Braun spoke to Newsmax about President Joe Biden's response.
That kind of nonchalant approach coming from our president is sad. And I think that's an indication of how politics have gotten here. They push a certain point of view, and here, they're not for what was in the draft. Then condone or say nothing about the fact of how it occurred. So I think that all gets measured by the American public.
Chief Justice Roberts said he's directed the marshal of the court to launch an investigation into the leak. Norman Mineta, the first Asian American to become a federal cabinet secretary, has died at the age of 90. Mineta served under both Democrat Bill Clinton and Republican George W. Bush. When he served as federal transportation secretary, he ordered commercial flights grounded after the 9/11 terror attacks in 2001. Hawaii lawmakers have passed legislation that would hike the state's minimum wage to $18 an hour by 2028. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.